Well, with Sam Billings, and Sam, has international cricket been as you thought it would be?
Well, after the debut, where both, well, we got 400, I thought, bloody hell, this is a really big step up. So, no, it's been a phenomenal experience, and one that I'll remember for the rest of my career.
I think what was interesting watching through the series was the way, perhaps it was the more experienced players at the beginning who were showing the way, but by the end, that partnership you had with Johnny Bairstow, crucial to make sure of that fifth victory, so everyone else was coming through.
Yeah, I think it's one of those that all the lads at the top of the order were so good throughout the series that you're not going to score runs the whole time. So the batting got passed on and such, and we had to just bat and get ourselves back into a position where we could win the game. And thankfully it came off, and we clinched it, yeah.
Looking forward now to the T20, presumably you'll be batting somewhere around the seven position again. How is that? What sort of mindset do you have to bat in that position in the lineup?
Got to slog it pretty well. So, hopefully, yeah. You've got to have enough options, obviously, to really accelerate the run rate. Hopefully, I don't get in too early. And it's one of those that if required, you come in and you've got to get a quick 30 or as many as possible in a quick space of time. So, it's a position that I know, and hopefully I can put a performance in for the boys.
What's the atmosphere been like playing the New Zealanders over this series of matches? It looks as if it's been friendly, but the result has been extraordinary.
Yeah, in terms of an atmosphere, they're a great bunch of lads, the Kiwis. They've always played their cricket like that, and it's very competitive but fair, and I think it's credit to them as blokes. They definitely don't want to lose, and it's been a fantastic series, like you said, and I think it's a great advert for international cricket around the world of how it should be played, and also in terms of the results, that's how one day cricket should be played.
Now, it's the last match before the new coach arrives, Trevor Bayliss. I understand you have connection with his side in Australia.
Yeah, I played club cricket over in Sydney 2 years ago, and so he was ex-coach at the club. So he's a local around the club, Penrith, out in Western Sydney. So, I met him a few times, and he's a cracking bloke and a highly respected coach all around the world. So, it'd be really good to have him on board.
Was that another impetus, knowing that someone was looking over their shoulder and taking over coming into this series?
No, not as such. It was simply get the job done and focus on each game. Owen Morgan and Farby have been excellent to bed a lot of new guys into this team. It's been fantastic, and just backing our skills and really believing in us really helps us play the way we have.
Now, finally from me, you've got a match with your Kent hat on against the Australians, who everybody are beginning to turn their attention to now. Will the lads in the dressing room be keeping tabs? Will you be on the phone telling them what to watch out for?
I think when we know what they're capable of, the Australians, they're a high quality side, and we're not going to hide away from that. But I think it's like the theme has been all through this series. If we concentrate on our skills and execute our skills, then that's all we can do, and it'll be good enough for anyone.